بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran that He has not created us, but that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created the jinn or insan, the human, except for that he worshipped me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us only so that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is our purpose in this life. Our purpose in this life is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We heard this many times before, that our purpose in this life, it is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what does this mean? That if we, are we fulfilling our purpose? Just by praying our salah, are we fulfilling our purpose? So when we worship, we make our purpose to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we recognize that He is our creator, then every single instance in our life, it will be governed with this. We will recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is my creator, that every action that I do, this should reflect this purpose, that I am fulfilling the command that Allah, that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants in every single instance. I will be conscious of this if I am fulfilling my purpose by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That be it salah, which is the first commandment, the first thing which will be, we will be questioned upon in the Day of Judgment, فَمَا عِبَادَةِ is our salah. Or other, if we look at a fasting, the other major pillar in Islam, fasting in Ramadan. These are all the fara'id. What are the purpose behind these fara'id? Is so that we can gain the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when we pray salah, this salah will stop us from doing evil. That when we fast, this fasting, it will increase us in gaining taqwa, gaining the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the purpose of these ibadat, that we gain the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many verses in the Quran, in many ayat in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of our purpose. In Surah Fatiha, when we read, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, that only you we worship. Right after that, we say, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and from you, from only from you we seek help. So once we understand that Allah, and we recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator, then we will turn whenever we are in need. In every instance, we will recognize that my limbs, that I'm moving my limbs, everything that I'm doing, this is all through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not able to do anything without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever we are in troubled times, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can help us. To fulfill the purpose in our life in this world, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help us. In Surah Baqarah, when we also read, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents the Quran, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهُ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, that this book, this is the book which in there is no doubt. This is the truth, there is no doubt. And this is a guidance for those of people that are of the muttaqeen, those people that have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here again we are reminded that once we fulfill our purpose and we gain the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this kitab, it will be a guidance for us. By practicing upon the Quran, this will be a means and a guide of guidance for us. So just to take some examples in our daily life, that if we truly gain the consciousness and we truly recognize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that when we are talking with our neighbors, when we are dealing with our neighbors, when we are dealing with our family members, we will be careful in what we say. Even when we're going outside, we're speaking in public in front of others, we will speak in such a manner that nobody will think negatively of us. Even to the most minute details, we'll reflect that, will this, people will be looking at us, and I'm a Muslim. My actions, people will look at my actions. Me as being a Muslim, and me having faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how is this reflected through my actions? In the way that we speak with other people, in the way that we do our dealings with other people, people look at these things. And these are the things that move people. That our actions, they speak louder than words. That the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were able to say, be like us and you'll be successful. They didn't need to say it. People looked at them and they saw what these people had within their lives. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they traveled to countries to do business, but the people looked at their dealings and they wanted to become like them and they accepted Islam. So when we truly recognize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, when we truly recognize our purpose in this world, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we fulfill that purpose, and we try our utmost, we are weak, we are insan, we are weak, we need to seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all have our weaknesses, and we need to continually turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, we should run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we go so far away in our negligence. We become so negligent that we go so far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we forget our purpose, we forget why we've been sent in this world. We forget that our destination is to the qabr and ultimately to the akhirah, either Jannah or Jahannam. So we need to remind each other, that reminder is beneficial for the believers. We need to constantly remind each other that our final abode is in the akhirah, and we need to prepare for that. And in this age, we are very easily we forget our purpose. We have distractions from every corner. Every day we have so many distractions. We have the mass media in front of us. We have all this social media. We have so many distractions. So one hadith I would like to share with you today, related to Abu Hurairah ta'ala anhu. He narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ هَذَرَ مَعْصِيَةً فَكَرِهَا فَكَأَنَّهُ غَابَ عَنْهَا وَمَنْ غَابَ عَنْهَا فَأَحَبَّهَا فَكَأَنَّهُ حَضَرَهَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that whosoever witnesses a sin and he dislikes it is as if he wasn't there. As if he did not witness that sin. And whoever is away from that sin, whoever is away from witnessing that sin, but he likes it. In his heart, he likes that sin. So as if he was present there. So one of the obligations when you are present in front of a sin is that you should try to stop it. If you're not able to stop it by physically, you verbally try to say something to stop it. If you can't do that, at least in your heart, you feel that this is wrong. This is the least amount of iman. So nowadays, through mass media and through all these things, we constantly look at sin. And what happens when, and there's so many research that scholars did, that when, for example, when kids, they look at violence a lot, they look at violence, constantly look at violence, they get desensitized with violence. So in the same way, when we constantly look at sin, we get desensitized by sin. We don't feel it as a sin anymore. And within our hearts, we start to develop love for that. If one thing is that we're seeing something happening in front of us, we try to move away from that. We dislike it in our hearts. But if we intentionally are watching something in which there's sin, then this will desensitize us. If we were to be present there, may Allah forbid, then we would be involved in that sin as well, because our hearts are now becoming inclined towards the sin. So this is just one of the biggest problems that we have in this age, is this is this big problem, that we are constantly in front of sin. We do not talk about good things. We're not in the gatherings of pious people. We have distanced ourselves from the gatherings of pious people. We need to constantly be in the presence and in the gatherings of pious people. So when we are constantly looking at this evil comes into our hearts. And it is very difficult, because of this evil and because of this negligence, we forget our purpose in this world. That we forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. We forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my creator. He has given me these limbs that I have. He has given me these eyes that I have, that I'm using. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that in the Quran, about the deception of the eyes, about the treachery of the eyes, khainatul ayn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of the treachery of the eyes, that we will be answerable about what we look at using our eyes. And because of these types of distractions, we are distracted from our purpose. And this turns this this type of ghaflat, it moves us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It ruins our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we can really understand how severe we think of these things as very minute things, very minor things, insignificant things. Their children, they're watching TV, it's insignificant. They're just children's show, but they develop these habits from when they're young. And we even know nowadays that there's subliminal message. Before, maybe in my childhood, there were subliminal messages. Nowadays, they don't use subliminal messages anymore. They up front show evil. Up front, they show evil everywhere. And because of this, this is having a negative effect in entire society. Everybody is affected by this. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to understand our purpose in worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so that we can strive to work towards Jannah, inshaAllah.